Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, let's head down to Groveton, Texas, and visit with our buddy Mark Bellette down there with B&C Outfitters. Now, I've been hunting with Mark. He's been a buddy for, 25 years maybe. Mark, are you standing by on the ranch down there today, bud?
I'm here, Luke. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. I know this is a very busy time of the year. Folks, Mark has a hunting ranch down there. Well, they have a big ranch, cattle, and also an area for hunting that he has, and they've been hunting down there for years. But a lot of exotics. Mark, the acorn crop in a lot of places this year has been heavy. How about down in there around Trinity County?
Oh, we did. We had a bumper crop this year, but our rains back in October kind of fizzled them out a little quicker than I wanted to see. But it sure moved them off the oak trees and back to the corn feeders and in the food plots.
Yeah, well, I imagine so much water down there, probably a lot of those acorns, floated away. And then the ones that didn't probably soured pretty quick, right?
They did, and we got just an unusual amount of rain. We even had one feeder. The water went over the top of the motor, so just to give you an idea how deep it got in some areas, it sure washed a lot of them away.
You bet. Well, hogs down there, that's usually a spot, the areas where those oak trees are dropping a lot of acorns. I've hunted with you so much through the years that I kind of know the program, but when those acorns are on the ground, it's all about hunting hogs there on the place is all about finding where the concentrations of acorns is located. But I guess this year that program didn't last too long, huh?
No, it was fast and furious when it was happening, but
yeah.
It fizzled out a little bit early.
Yep. Well, food plots. If a person could have gotten in to plant, which I think you did back in September when it was dry enough to get in, I bet those food plots are looking good.
Yes, I actually plan a little bit later. I know most deer hunters do it in September. I went October. I usually go late October, and they're up and doing good, and the deer are trying to keep up with them. So,
yeah, I took I've been using oats. Actually, my wife has some goats, and we feed them oats and goat pellets too. But I took about a half of a 5-gallon bucket full of oats, Mark, back in the woods, and this was in September. And, I hunt close to home. It's pretty heavy, real heavy cover, actually. But there's a few spots back in the woods around one of my stands, especially, where the sunlight gets down on the ground. And I just took those oats, and, not all of them right there, but I scattered them around, and those things are up right now. And the deer are hitting them. I mean, who would think it? But oats, they're pretty easy to plant, and you don't need a 4-acre patch of oats to be productive. I mean, those deer are on those things, and I imagine the area that I've got planted back there where I'm hunting now, Mark, is probably 25 feet wide by maybe 40 feet long. Little private oat patch back in the woods,
Oh, yeah, oats are definitely one of the main ingredients I use in my food plots. They do fantastic. They grow well. I do them on every single food plot.
And of course, you have actually food plots. You probably use a drill, scratch the ground up and get them in there. But oats will. If the ground's pretty soft and moist, they'll germinate right there on top of the ground. It kind of shocked me, but it's extremely easy to plant. I've done it in the past, but it's been a long time, and I think that's something I'm going to do every year, Mark, just saying late September, just and our listeners that hunt in pretty tight heavy cover woods might do the same. All you need is a little sunlight, and these things grew like crazy.
Yeah, they do great. And another thing is, you don't have to use seed oats. You planted feed oats, and that's what I use. They work just fine.
You've learned that probably years ago. Yeah, these are just a 50-pound bag of I need a little more coffee, folks. These are just feed oats, and I really didn't know if they'd germinate or not, but they do. deer hunting has been good. The rut kicked off. I've hunted up in northeast Texas some, and here by the house, it's going. I think the peak is probably fizzled out here in mid-November. It's still going strong, but seems like from about the, well, opener of rifle season, for about that first week every year right here by the house, these bucks are, you'll see bucks you've never seen before, and I did. Haven't shot one yet, but, you know, it's early. How about the rut down in Trinity County, down in your area, Mark? Is it, I guess it's still going on for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, our main kickoff was at the end of October, like it always is. But, you know, for all this month, there's chances that those coming by at any time. And, you know, right here, being able to watch this at my house, it's kind of nice to catch them when they are out on the move and chasing the does, especially any that got missed. So we're definitely keeping up with them and watching them.
You bet. Well, that's a good barometer. Folks, Mark lives out, well, right there on the ranch, and I never will forget the dam to that pond or your lake back there is I had a good lesson right there in hog's eyesight. You probably know the story I'm about to tell, Mark, but everybody talks about hogs, wild hogs, or any hog, swine, being pretty blind or, you know, very limited eyesight. They're not. I mean, I'm here, their eyes are low to the ground. I think that's one reason that a lot of people think hogs can't see very well. If you look at a hog, you know, even a bigger hog, he's low to the ground anyway. And in brush, he can't see anything because of obstructions. We were there at your house one time, Mark, and there were some hogs on the pond dam, and that was several hundred yards away from your house, wasn't it?
Yes, it's easily 400 or 500 yards away.
That's what I'm thinking. And you waved a flag, a shirt or something, or coat around, and those hogs immediately spotted that movement. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. No, we weren't 400 or 500 yards, but yes, we were 100 yards away, and I actually moved my arm, and they spotted us.
Yeah, I remember. I was amazed. I thought, yeah. Of course, anybody that's hunted hogs very much is, you know, pretty aware of the fact that if their line of sight is to you, in hunting ranges, especially bow hunting and all, you better be still. Seems like your mind and your talk always goes to hogs, Marcus, when we get together, you know?
Well, we've hunted together for a long time, and it's definitely an attraction here along with the exotics.
Yeah.
And after January, the hogs really get a workout. We hunt them really hard, get a big rush of bow hunters, and it's hogs for the next couple months.
It's hog central down there. Well, right now, folks that might be looking for a place to hunt, Mark, you know, in East Texas there, not too far from Crockett, real close to Groveton, Texas, you know. Your ranch, you've got all kind of exotics there. And I guess whitetail hunting still available? I guess there is.
Oh, yeah, there's still whitetail available. There's still a few openings for exotics, especially people that can get away on the weekdays. Not a whole lot of time left, but definitely enough to get a hunt in, and it's surely worth a try. Give me a call and see if we can't get an exotic.
Yep, you've got a good camp house there, a comfortable camp house, and that thing will easily accommodate, you know, six folks in there comfortably, you know?
Oh, yeah, six people is comfortable. 1 mile from our hunting area, just, you know, the setup, it's just a convenient, easy, fun hunt to come on.
You bet. Folks can bring their food and get in there. That's what we always do, and get a few guys together and get down there and do our own cooking. And it's a neat place, folks. If you're looking for a place to hunt, it's, B&C Outfitters. Mark, the best way to learn more about it is, I guess, online on your website, right?
Yes, easttexasexotics.com is a great way to look at everything. I don't list every exotic on there because, of course, some of the different ones change here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they're there. And then call me at any time with any kind of questions. And there's a section in there you can even email me. So be glad to answer any questions.
Yep, easttexasexotics.com. And we didn't mention the bass fishing, but if I had to go catch, the best place I know, folks, to catch bass is Mark's Lake there. It's about a, 25-acre lake, but we fished there for many, many years. I fished with you, Mark, and that's Bass Central right there. So that's something a person might file away in their memory banks if they were down there. They could probably always have an opportunity to catch a bass, right?
Oh, yeah. In the middle of the day, in between hunts, it's a great time to go out there and cast a little bit. Yep. Always an option.
You betcha. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us. And, folks, make sure and remember Mark's information there if you're looking for a place to hunt. He's a longtime friend of mine, and it's really a good place to go and have fun and put some meat in the freezer. Mark, we'll get you back on pretty soon. How about it?
It sounds great, Luke. We'll talk to you then.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet. And it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Folks, that wraps us up for today's show. I want to say thanks to everyone that's been with us, all of our guests, and I want to say thanks to you for listening. I want to remind you, you can go to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this week's show. All this coming week, you can download the various segments. Check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting, while you're there. It's a lot of information on hunting hogs and cooking wild pork that you might enjoy. Want to remind you of a couple of catfish tournaments, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, every October. Was an awesome event this past October. You can follow them on Facebook, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, just like that, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters on Facebook, and you can stay tuned in throughout the year. Now, the Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork. This year, this coming April, will be the last weekend in April. I want to remind you about that. For more information, I know a lot of you know Jerry Miller, good friend of mine. Just call Jerry. I'll give you his number for more information on it. But it's going to be the last weekend in April, and it'll be held at the Minna Bucket, an awesome place, as all of you know. Got a clean rooms, a cafe, good food, boat ramp, pavilion. You name it there, the Minna Bucket is an awesome place, but that's where the Yannis Catfish Classic will be held. You can call Jerry Miller at 903-850-9500. And the last thing I want to do is brag on the folks down in Yannis, the Yannis Federal Credit Union. Awesome place to get your boat financed. I think they even have home loans, you name it. Anything that you need to a bank or bank for, they also have checking there at the Yannis Federal Credit Union. But you can go online there at Yannis FC Federal Credit Union and check them out there. I see, get that. It's YannisFCU.com is actually the website. YannisFCU.com. But some great folks. Folks, I've enjoyed our show. I hope you have. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.